as we know, if the teres or the wine you're drinking is made in Chutzlaret, even if you're drinking Eretz Yisrael, you say al peres al gefen. If it's chosen for Eretz Yisrael, you say al peres seho al gafbo. There are opinions that even for wine you can say al oros al peres, and therefore the diavad, if you said al oros al peres and wine, you are yosef. By Shabbos and Yontif, you add the haskara, you would say, or the haskara for the Yontif, but you do not do that on Purim and Chanukah. You say in the name of the Brisker Rav that the Rav HaAfrik HaShalosh is a compilation of a bridge version of all the brachas. Alanisim is not a bracha, it's just a Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whereas they would say, and Yalav Yalva are really a bracha. For example, if you forget to say them, then you say it as a bracha. So you finish the bracha of Kain Yishalayim, you say it as a bracha by itself. So it is an independent bracha, just normally, like a tefillah, we include it within the bracha of Rachim. If you're reminded after you finish the bracha of Kain Yishalayim, then you say a bracha for Shabbos and Yom Tov independently. So therefore, it has a shaifis, the bracha of Main Sholosh, because that's also one of the brachas. Whereas Alanisim is not a bracha at all, just something mentioning the Yom Tov. That you don't say by Rocha Achas, the age of us.